Greetings, I say, Alafia, Namaste, Wassalamu Alaikum, and what's up, peace. It's Najee Maserati, the Young King God. It's another episode of The Other Side of the Moon. Man, where to begin? Well, let me start off with apologizing first. I do apologize sincerely to all my listeners. You know, the podcast is going by the wind, you know, goes by the spirit, exactly. So, you know, I normally go when I'm motivated to speak on these things. I've been motivated a few times, actually. I just haven't got on the station, you know. I was dealing with the spirit of procrastination and world things going on, new great things in my life, you know. Been having having my daughter and my son, new to my life, you know, especially my son. He's about 5 months old, so, you know, shout out my son Ra Najee. Shout out Ra, baby Ra, baby Ra. Yeah, man. But this is just a short, brief conversation for my chosen ones out there. Just keep your head up, man. Stay firm. Stay on your square. Stay pushing forward. You know, we had to go through the tunnel, build through the fire, walk through the coals, you know, swim through the tides, all that, make it through the flood. You know what I mean? Hold on to the earthquake, all that. That part. So we can be where we are right now, today. You know? If you are still here listening, I appreciate you. You definitely are one of the chosen ones. I am definitely going to be back more active with this, dropping you guys something. If not weekly, I'm going to try every other week. You have a new episode. So if you want that to happen like that, make sure you hold me accountable for this. You know what I mean? Make sure you send me emails at abmlifetv@gmail.com. abmlifetv@gmail.com. Make sure you write me about The Other Side of the Moon, you know. Say, man, what happened to us? Another episode, we've been waiting, you know. We've been waiting for you to drop that sauce, that knowledge, that gem, that jewel for our crown. Yeah, man, but just stay focused, man. Stay encouraged. You know, the shift has happened. You know, we are in the 5D. Just there's some of us who live in a 3D world mentally, because I mean, we all are in a 3D world. The 5D world is not like the world around you. You're just going to change into this, you know, different thing, even though that's basically what's happening. But the energy is changing, your mindset. It's a spiritual, it's a conscious shift, you know what I mean? And people who are in 5D will be able to see and feel the difference in the universe, and the power of the manifestations they have, that they're creating, the knowledge and wisdom they've been seeking and learning throughout the years. They're starting to see it become, but they're going into the understanding of their culture, their power years. You know what I mean? They're getting into empowerment. You know, they're seeing the power of their healing or their psychic abilities, or just speaking things into existence, how these things are really happening. You know what I mean? And others are still like, nah, they don't exist, or they know they might be scared of you. You may be losing friends, family. I know that's been happening to me a lot more than, you know, often. Well, you know, that's actually been a thing that's ongoing in my life anyway, but, you know, you may be similar too if you're a chosen one here. We've been shaking and losing people since day one, and we're still here because you are the chosen ones. You are here to speak and give. You went through hell so you can show people the heaven that you're making. You are a walking example of light being on this earth. You know, you're here to give that power, that empowerment. You know, like, look at me now. Look what I'm doing now. Like, check me out. Like, yeah, before I didn't have this, or I wasn't doing this, but now, what are you doing? What do you have going on? What's the mission? What have you accomplished? Or did you stay steadfast and strong and firm on the goal, a mission that you've already been on. Either way, to be a chosen one, you're still here and you're still motivating, whether you know it or not. Even today, you know what I mean, I got some messages from some folk on the social media, sending videos and telling me how much they appreciate me and they love me and they care for me. These are the same people that, you know, maybe weeks ago, months ago, talked down on me and reached out to me with harsh words, you know, jealousy, anger, you know, guilt. You know, a lot of that, a lot of those waves come from those people. Because they begin to realize that you're really who you say you are, and are even really who they think they are. But you're really walking the light. You're the truth, man. And that's something that you have to understand, overstand as a chosen one on this path to greatness on the other side of the moon. The shift has been good for me. Lately, I've been, not even lately, but let's say the past 8 months or so, I've been really aware of nature and the signs I'm getting from nature. The birds, the bees, the trees, the leaves. The ocean waves and the breeze. You feel me? Kind of didn't mean that to rhyme, but you know, being an artist, things like that happen naturally. You know, this is my natural gift as a chosen one to teach, speak, you know, music, things like that. And it's funny because as a kid, you know, I was shy of that. You know, they always told me, oh, you're going to be a leader, you're going to be someone that helps the people. And I was like, how? Who, me? You know, with what? You know what I mean? I barely want to speak to anybody. And that's part of, you know, the sharpening the iron and, you know, the diamond and things like that. Like, the diamond in the rough. Like, you know, that was something I had to fight, you know. The universe fought me with that. Pushing me and pushing me and pushing me, in front of others. Making me have to be a leader, being picked out, you know what I mean, putting me in these positions where it's like, oh man, this is horrible. But really, at the end of the day, it was empowering me to be who I am now, today. Mr. Miyagi, Naji Maserati, young CEO, entrepreneur, MC, you know, that part. But, yeah, I just wanted to make this real short and brief, man. It was just a short chat. I'm definitely coming back. This is just something to catch up with my chosen ones, you know, just to let people know I'm still out here. I'm still with you guys. Still kicking it. The other side of the moon is still there. And actually, I'm going to crank it up better with you. More in-depth videos or audios. I actually want to start getting into videos, you know what I mean? Crank some social media so we can be able to stay in touch with there. You know, things of that nature. But, matter of fact, I am going to make a social media account for this. The other side of the moon. So make sure you look out for it, all right? Much love, enjoy, and peace, I say. The other side of the moon.